Careful of the person in front of you and in back of you. There's a lot of blowing snow. Partial clearing this afternoon. Snow is supposed to end this forenoon. Clear and cold tonight. Partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow. High today near 20. Low tonight about 10 above. And a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. It's 16 right now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
Hey, the coffee is not too bad. I did get some coffee. It isn't too bad.
Yeah, that grunt made it.
Hey, I hope the girls are going to be in today.
I doubt it, Jerry.
Well, I hope so. Driving is real bad.
Well, I got a lot of control over this situation. I don't think they'll make it.
Of course, in the tradition of this true school cooks, they will probably be here. We'll find out in scant moments. Hang on.
Oh,
everyone
suspense.
Is in suspense.
No. Say yes.
Beatles there, and that is Hello, Goodbye. 6:43, 17 in front of 7, Jerry St. James and Michael J. Playing the tunes while you freeze your fondues here this morning. We're at 16 degrees on the outside in the Twins, blowing snow and drifting snow. The roads are in really bad shape. If you're just waking up, it is a bummer outside. Driving is definitely the pits. Got some school closings here. White Bear Lake District is closed, right? Yeah, White Bear's closed this morning. White Bear schools are closed this morning. Burnsville schools are closed this morning. St. Paul schools are 1 hour late. Right? Yeah. Okay, that's what we have so far. We're getting more by the second here. Mike, I can see, is writing his little boobs off in there. So we'll be filling you in on what's happening with the schools and stuff. You got anything more in there at all?
Yeah, but I'm busy getting some more. Wait till news time.
All right, news time comes up in scant moments, and we'll have something for you here. Also, we have school lunch menus coming up, so hang on for that, too. Right?
Feel like a safari?
I feel like a salami.
You don't even have to cross the ocean anymore, because Prior Place has a new room of entertainment. It's called the Zoo, and you might say it's a horse of a different color. The Zoo. You go there if you like to boogie with the best of them. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, there's live music. Fine boogie blues, rock, and contemporary. You go there if you like tequila parties with prizes and the most reasonable prices, like 2-for-1 on Wednesday nights. You go there if you want to hear leading DJs MC the whole show on Friday night. You go there if you just sort of like to monkey around. The Zoo at Prior Place. Just take Highway 13 South to Prior Lake, and it's right behind the shopping center. The Zoo. You don't go there to get tamed.
Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, see Skokie playing the best in rock and roll bands. There'll be other surprises coming with a prize, and the whole show's going to be emceed by me. Hi, I'm Chuck Morgan. I'll be seeing you at the Zoo Friday night, 9 to midnight in Prior Lake. Be there.
Listen, I got a new country album called The Great Tom Paul and His Outlaw Band.
Sure, put it on.
I built her a castle with that eagle, but I seldom could doubt upon it. I bought her a TV with stereo.
Did you hear that? Country singers don't sing songs like that.
Well, Tom Paul does.
In the back streets and the bedrooms, all she found was disappointment.
What about that, huh?
That's why they call him the Outlaw. It's Outlaw Country by the Great Tom Paul and His Outlaw Band on MGM Records and Tapes.
Well, I don't believe my ears.
I didn't know the name, honky-tonk angels.
Pick up with the new Tom Paul MGM album at all 9 Twin City Music Land stores. Also, Zayer Shopper City Record Departments. Only $4.87 through March 8th.
Yeah, it's 6:46, 14 in front of 7, top of the morning. This is Jerry St. James, live on the radio here, the original St. James in the morning. Coming up next for you guys, we got the school lunch menus right here. All right, I know you love it. U100, that is a Love Machine, Air to Miracles. It's 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on the radio. Time once again, as always.
I'm semi-hungry. I wonder if they're here.
Yeah, I myself am semi-hungry, too. I don't know if they're here or not. I did not see the station wagon, but perhaps I am amiss. Shall we go downstairs to the kitchen of the world?
A lot Find of snow out. Blowing in down there.
Yeah, I know. It's a bummer. Well, let's go downstairs and see what's happening anyway.
All right.
Give me a hand with the door. Hey! 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 walk down the hall this morning. Watch your head on the light there. Don't smack that bulb. Here we go inside the kitchen this morning.
Father, cut the garbage can. Go on home. Your mother is calling. They come to collect your old man.
Surprise!
Go on home. Your mother is calling. Your father fell into the wash machine. Go on home. Your mother's calling. She can't get the wash to come clean.
Ta-da!
Hi,
Hiya, Betty.
Oh,
how are you, sweetheart?
What a terrible drive into work.
Who drove today?
I did, you bullock!
How you doing, Irma?
None of your business! Hey, Betty, I know a joke.
Uh-oh.
What is it? It's about Pollock.
About Pollock?
About Jerry.
Oh, my. It's about me.
Jerry. Well, tell it. Go ahead. He doesn't care.
Oh, my God. No, I don't...
Jerry walks up to this Western Union operator, you know?
Watch it, Irma. Okay.
Yeah. He walks up to this Western Union operator, and he says, hey, duh, is it true? Is it true you can send flowers anywhere? She says, well, sure it is, you dumb Pollock. Jerry says, well, send me to Baltimore, I'm a pansy. That wasn't very nice, Irma.
Listen,
I don't care.
I can take a joke.
Yeah.
You know what they say about
jokes. Take yourself, you're a joke, and get out of here.
Hey, Irma.
What?
I got some news for you.
What?
I went over to Valley Middle School yesterday.
Yeah?
And all the kids over there are asking about you, and I even brought in a picture somebody drew of you today.
Hey, tell them to boil themselves in oil. Hey, I don't need anybody.
Nah, everybody was calling me a Pollock and everything. They wanted to know
if you... Hey, look at what this lady just brought in.
What?
Look at here.
Oh, my God.
Some hot Danish.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
She's helping us out
it's
in the lunchroom.
Gretchen. I think it's Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Is it Gretchen?
Are you Gretchen?
Hey.
Hey. Get your hands off her fondue.
All right, everybody. Aren't you going to call me Pollock anymore?
No.
Pollock? Sit on it, Irma.
You bohunk.
Okay, anyway, listen. Betty, do you mind if we look in your pots?
Feel free, Jerry. We got to hurry, you know.
Yeah, I know. We got school closings and
so
everything. It's
going to
be crazy. Well, let's look into your pots here this morning,
okay.
If you don't mind. I can smell it cooking already here.
Well, don't you want to touch it?
No, I don't want to touch
it. Put your
hand
in
there. No, I don't want to touch it. No. God,
there.
I can't believe
you
it.
Feel good?
Oh, barf me out. Oh, my God. It's all over my ring and my watch and everything. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, let's look into your pots here. I'll look over in Minneapolis first. What are you working on today?
Forget Rosemont, Jerry. Their school is closed. Rosemont and Apple Valley and Bloomington. And,
Bloomington is closed?
Yeah, and Robbinsdale.
Jeez, everybody's closed.
And Mound and Mountsville.
What's the use? I mean, what have we been doing down there?
Why don't we do one-liners?
We'll do one-liners? I got one line I used every now and then in a bar downtown. It works pretty well. But I'm new in town. How do I get to your place? Well, anyway, let's go over here and look in your pots. Oops, excuse me. Let's see. What are you working on this morning, by the way?
Nothing, Jerry.
Okay. In Minneapolis schools.
I was working on Clarence, but scared Herman my friend.
Excuse me. In Minneapolis schools today, you guys in Minneapolis are having meatballs, potatoes and gravy, peas, bread, and a fruit cup size 36B. Wait a minute.
Where are you? In Minneapolis?
No, I'm here in the next studio.
Oh, in Anoka, Hennepin County area schools today, they're all closed. But if you had went, you'd have pizza and buttered cabbage and all that garbage.
Apricot sticks and fruit whip.
In Bloomington today, you would have had pizza and green beans and all that, but you're closed today, too. In Burnsville today, you would have had tomato soup, but you're closed, too.
Oh, my God. How about a diner?
Everybody's closed.
The rich kids are open today.
Everyone's giving me the moon.
Yeah, the rich kids are open. In a diner today, you guys are having fish squares.
Dinah?
Yeah.
Oh.
In a dinah. Potato rounds.
Potato rounds?
Yeah. Parsley carrots.
Parsley carrots?
Orange juice.
Yeah.
Peanut butter sandwich. And some ice cream. You guys like ice cream? Wait.
There's some other guys in here, Jerry.
Yeah, how about Golden Valley?
Oh,
in Golden Valley today, fish sticks.
What are we? What?
Potato. What's potato dicks? Never heard of such a thing. Golden Valley. Fish sticks, potato dicks, corn, and brownie. I'm sorry, that's exactly what it says on my menu.
Hey, God.
in Richfield
Quiet
today.
Quiet, chair.
In Richfield today.
Richfield closed.
Oh, Richfield.
No, read it anyway. It might not be.
In Richfield, if you're going, you're having fish sticks and potatoes. William Tell salad. That's really nice. They put a big bunch of Jello on your head, and the principal shoots it off with an arrow.
It stinks.
Yeah. Bread and cherry whip. I don't think we'll leave that one alone.
Beat me.
Wait, what else is open? Anything?
In Rosemont today, the school is closed.
How about St. Paul?
In St. Paul, sometimes it's little, oh, teacher's professional day.
Oh, it's closed. How about West St. Paul?
How come Mr. Douglas isn't reading these and I am?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Even Paul Winchell has trouble.
In West St. Paul, school's 1 hour late, but I guess you'll have time for lunch.
Yeah, probably.
So you better read those.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah, look in the West St. Paul pot.
West St. Paul pot, right here. It says this morning.
Send me some pot.
Yeah, we're having West St. Paul. No, we're having wiener. You guys are having wiener on your buns. Everybody bend over. Mashed potatoes, wedgeable, and some cherry pie with topping. You'll love it. It's good. I tell you what, why don't we just run over which schools are closed here for you? Yeah, Bloomington schools are closed, right?
You want to do all these right away now?
Yeah, let's do them now. All the kids are
okay, listening. Bloomington schools are closed.
Hey!
Breck School, Minneapolis. Chaska and Chanhassen, forget it. Everything's plugged up out there. Centennial, all schools are closed. Forest Lake, Moundsview, New Prague, Mound, Northfield, Minnesota, all closed up. Anybody down near there closed too. Prior Lake is closed. Robbinsdale is closed. Rosemont and Apple Valley is closed. Shakopee is closed. Stillwater School is closed. Bloomington Lutheran is closed. Trinity Lone Oak in Eagan, Minnesota.
Closed.
Yeah. Burnsville Public Schools are closed. St. Paul is closed today for Teacher Professional Day. North St. Paul Maplewood, 622 closed. Teachers and cooks should stay home.
Stay home, you guys.
And in West St. Paul, 1 hour late.
West St. Paul.
Public and parochial. The buses are an hour late. Hey, wait. St. Paul, I think I just heard, too, that they're... Oh, well, I'll forget it till I find out.
St. Paul's closed anyway.
I think so. Yeah. Anoka and Hennepin District 11, I think it is, all closed. Anoka, Hennepin County Area Schools. Minnehaha Academy is closed. White Bear Lake, did I say that already?
Yeah.
They're closed, and the two parochial schools are closed. And there'll be more closed today, too.
Can you give me a list of those so I can read them in here, too?
No.
Right down in? Give
no.
me a list,
you got to hear them from me, kids. Jerry lies. Jerry is a liar and a cheat.
Well, I tell you what we ought to do, though, before we get out of here. We ought to take our weekly dog poll and find out how the dogs rated the lunches this week. And a lot of people say, hey, I wouldn't feed that stuff to my dog, man.
Is that the dogs in there, Bohunk?
No, I think you got them in there.
Oh.
I do have some dogs in here. We do have the majority in there. Rex and Lady and Scooter and the rest of them.
Clarence, get that one off the tree there.
All right, have it. You... What do you dogs think of this stuff? Would you guys eat these menus this week? Did you like it? What do you say?
No.
Well, there it is for the dogs. The dogs aren't going to eat it. All the dogs, wait back. Dogs wouldn't eat it either. I'm sorry about that. Huh? Well, listen, girls, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, Jerry.
What, sweetheart?
Are you going to play that burping song?
Yeah, I thought we'd roll that for you this morning. Because Irma likes that, and so does the rest of the girls. Where is Helen this morning? I haven't even heard from her. Helen?
She's not wearing any shoes, Jerry, so she can't talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. There we go.
Yeah.
That's a weak try. Better than nothing. Well, listen, girls.
I want to boogie.
All right, you guys can boogie.
Clarence, get out of the can.
Get out of the can and
get out of there.
Clarence. Sorry.
Get down.
Yeah. All right, you girls, you have a nice one, eh? Have a nice weekend.
We'll see you Monday, Jerry.
Okay, sweetheart. I love you. It was a lot of fun. Take care. Give me a hand with this door.
Let's get out of here.
Close the door.
I don't believe.
You as a blood brother.
Yeah, good idea. I'm glad I thought of that. Well, let's have a look in the bedroom, shall we?
go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, AM and FM Stereo, Richfield. Hi, it's 7 o'clock. I'm Jerry St. James, the man who entertains more women in bed in one single morning than most men do in a whole lifetime. Four seasons there. That is all. What a night. December 1963. 7:03, 3 past the hour on the St. James and Douglas radio program with our entire cast and crew here this morning. Guido is here. Rex King is here. Julia Childlike will be along a little bit later on this morning, and everybody's here.
No, no. Here we go with this now.
Oh, geez.
Here we go.
Taxi, cab, oh, taxi. No. Hey, my friend. Hey, it's me, my friend. Hey, it's the old veteran. Hey, it's the old vet, my friend. Hey, it's me. Hey, it's me.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, my friend. Let me just say, driving out there is El Bummo, my friend. El Bummo. It's called El Bummo.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's pretty hairy out there. Got what you call your snow drifts blocking the roads there, my friend, and everything. They got the snow plows out there. Hey, it's a good thing I got what you call them steel belted, studded snow tires and some chains on my taxi there, my friend. If I didn't have that, the entire mass transit system in this great metropolitan city would come to a grinding halt.
Hey, we'll all stop.
Hey, all of you layman motorists out there, you guys out there that just drives to and from work, and all your commuters out there.
Commuters.
Hey, you got to be extra careful there this morning. I understand you guys ain't got what you call your techniques, what you call your skills of learning.
That's
there. What you call your driving
true.
Skills
That's
the old
true.
Vets got there, my friend.
Hey, listen, I'm kind of busy.
Hey, as St. James would say, driving is the pits out
it's
there.
The pits. It's the pits. Listen, I'm really
anyway,
kind of busy.
My friend, just drop by and say, hey, my friend, hey.
It's cold out there, too.
It is so cold also out there. What is it, about 16, 17 degrees?
Freeze right now.
Hey, you'll freeze your buns off, my friend. Freeze your buns off. You know what I mean, buns? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. When you get out of here, I'm very busy.
Yesterday, we had a horrible experience, my friend.
What
I was driving downtown with my taxi, the average called driving downtown. And hey, I seen on the street corner this little boy standing there.
Yeah.
And there's these two grown men, and he's fighting, my friend.
Two grown men fighting in front of
his kid? He's beating the snot out of each other. This little boy is standing there, and he's crying. He's yelling, Daddy, stop it. Daddy, stop it.
Oh, no.
So I stopped my taxi, and I jumped out there, my friend, and I run over to the corner where the little kid is standing there, you know what I mean, where he's standing there.
Yeah, I know.
And I says to him, I says, hey, little boy, that's all right.
Yeah.
I separates the two guys that was fighting there, but I holds them off from each other. They holds them off, and he's yelling and everything. I says, little boy, okay, now, which one of these guys is your father? And he says to me, I don't know. That's what they're fighting about.
Well, get out of here. Right.
You over there, young man.
Yes, may I help you?
Well, I certainly hope so. My name is Granny, and I come over here to Twin City Hubs in St. Paul to talk to you about a sickle.
Well, Granny, I'm sure glad you stopped in. Who did you have in mind for the motorcycle?
Well, it's for my son, Rollo. He's 42 years old, and I think you ought to have him a sickle. But I wanted to ask you something about these Hondas. Are these things dangerous?
Well, I'll tell you, Granny, they're only as dangerous as the driver. And that's why we here at Twin City Honda like to teach the new riders how to ride safely before they take the motorcycle out.
Say, that sounds just wonderful. I wouldn't want to lose anybody else in the family. I lost the mister, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a heart attack?
No, he went to one of them saunas, you know, and he just strolled in there and he was laying down peaceful. One of them pretty girls was rubbing on him, and his light went out right there on the table. Turned hard as a carp. You know what I mean?
Granny's favorite Honda dealers are in Minneapolis, Town and Country Honda, 6225 Lindale Avenue South, and in St. Paul, Twin City Honda, 1437 University Avenue. Stop in and tell them Granny sent you.
A little music here.
Holy mackerel, Andy.
Here comes Susie Snowflake. Da 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 da.
Blake is standing right behind me.
J. Paul Black. Blake. Huh? He's standing right there?
Right behind me. And without even thinking, I say, holy mackerel, Andy. Slap my mouth.
Hey, watch it.
I know,
watch it.
Holy ethnic mackerel. Humor is out. We
it
learned that yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We sure had
yeah.
fun Wednesday, though, didn't we?
He's come along good on his book, though.
What book is that?
White Like Me.
Ask her how he likes it in Cleveland.
How's Cleveland?
Lord, what the hell am I doing in Cleveland? Oh, my goodness. Do you remember that? Did you have a cartoon when you were kids? You used to watch it called Susie Snowflake.
Here comes Susie Snowflake.
You remember that?
No.
Oh. I just thought that would be appropriate if I sang a few bars of that this morning, but if you don't know it, forget it.
Hey. Yeah, really.
So anyway, what's going on here? Oh, we must have some nudes in there.
And we do.
We have...
I wish we had some nudes in here.
Yeah. Well, if we all get snowed in, maybe we can arrange something.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the school closings again?
Sure will,
Those are the most important things
you
this
sure?
morning.
All right.
Yes. So anyway, what's new?
I know I'm missing some kids, so be patient.
I miss my sister. I haven't seen her in about 2 weeks.
It's 16 degrees in the Twin Cities. It's 7:09. A late winter storm is sweeping through southern and eastern Minnesota this morning, but it was expected to end around noon today. 4 to 10 inches of snow fell overnight, but main roads in Minnesota, they say, are open this morning.
I always thought, what would happen if all 4 or 5 inches fell at once? Just boom! Well, that'd be great. Boom! And all of a sudden, there's 5 inches of snow on everything. People will be dying and throwing up, running around naked.
You're crazy.
I always thought of that.
The storm covered eastern north, South Dakota, northwestern Iowa, most of Wisconsin, and abandoned Minnesota from the southwest to the northeast, which received the heaviest amounts of snow.
Big deal.
Hey, he's got a dog in his truck.
Who that?
Oh, far out. The guy that's plowing our thing, he's got a dog in there. Hello?
The forecast for tonight says mostly clear skies and lows of 9 below in the north, around 15 in the south.
Dog. Ruff, ruff. What's his name?
Too bad.
Fred? Ralph?
Is
Bozo.
He waving at you?
Oh, yeah. He's wonderful.
In other
He's
big
just
news...
He's sitting there like a regular person. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting?
No. Turn your mic off, will you?
I'm sorry.
A bill reducing the penalty for possession of a small amount of wacky tobacco has made it through the state senate. I don't believe it.
Our and state senate?
Yeah, our state in Minnesota.
What's wrong with those guys?
And is headed for the desk of Governor Wendy Anderson.
Hey, Gov, come on, man. Hey.
The legislation is considered a move to decriminalize marijuana-related charges, and is the result of a House Senate Conference Committee. A spokesman in the governor's office says Anderson has not decided if he will sign the bill or not.
Hey, come on, Wendy.
Oh, man, come on, Wendy. Sign the bill, man.
Michigan Congressman Philip Roop. Or Rupee, whatever his name is, plans to introduce legislation which would require a reserve mining company to pay the filtration costs for removing asbestos fibers from Lake Superior water.
Hi, dog.
He says the taxpayer should not have to pay for what he termed to clean up reserve's mess.
What lake is that that they're dumping that into?
You know, Lake Superior.
That's a bummer. Last summer I went scum diving there. Two, three,
Attorney General
four.
Warren Spanner says the St. Louis County Board may not create an office of county administrator. That's big. Yeah. Two government officials will leave the Bangladesh capital of Dhaka for the rainforest tomorrow, armed with a tranquilizer gun. Now, don't get upset, will you, St. James? They're going to hunt a man-eating Bengal tiger.
That's right, as long as they
with
get a tranquilizer gun.
Now, just be cool, will you?
I'm
They're
cool
not
about tranquilizer
kill
guns.
You know what this tiger did, though?
What did he do?
He has already chewed up and killed 33 persons.
Huh.
He must be on some kind of drugs or something.
Yeah.
Reno! Reno figures the Great Nevada paper chain is its ticket into the Guinness Book of World Records.
I hope so.
Yes, residents of the Reno area worked for more than a month stapling strips of paper into links to form a chain which was assembled in a motel. Finally, the big moment arrived, and those in charge began measuring.
Uh-oh.
9 hours and 27 minutes later, they had the answer. The paper chain is 19.9 miles long.
Hey!
So what does one do with a paper chain almost 20 miles long?
I have a few suggestions.
It's going to be sold.
Sold?
To be used at a paper kinky party. That's right.
A paper kinky party.
U100 weather and then the scoreboard. Don't go away here. U100 weather, traveler's advisory early today. Partial clearing this afternoon. Snow ending this forenoon. Clear and cold tonight. Partly cloudy to warmer and warmer tomorrow, rather. High today near 20. Low tonight 10 above. High tomorrow mid-20s. 16 degrees right now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James, who's just waiting for all fans to come in here and stand around the control room and talk to him today. Oh. Bloomington schools are closed today.
Yay.
Bloomington schools closed. Breck in Minneapolis closed.
Hey.
Chaska and Chanhassen closed. All these are closed. Centennial and all the schools up there. Forest Lake, Moundsview, New Prague, Mound, Northfield, Prior Lake, Robbinsdale, Rosemont, Apple Valley. Shakopee is closed. Stillwater closed. Bloomington Lincoln is closed. Bloomington Lutheran. Trinity Lone Oak and Egan is also closed. Burnsville Public Schools are closed. St. Paul Schools closed for professional day, of course. North St. Paul Maplewood District 622 closed. Teachers and cooks should stay home, it says. Well, why not? There's going to be nobody else here.
Mm-hmm.
West St. Paul Public and Parochial 1 hour late. The buses will be. Anoka Hennepin County District is closed. Minnehaha Academy is closed. Buffalo, Minnesota schools closed. Centennial and Circle Pine closed. Eden Prairie, also Golden Valley, Lakeville, Roseville, St. Francis, and Spring Lake Park. White Bear Lake also, and the parochial schools up there. We don't have anything in on Richfield yet. If any of you teachers out there from Richfield are listening, give us a call, will you? We've had all kinds of people calling up say, is Richfield closed? We don't know yet. It's as honest as that.
So
call us up if you know.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Hey, did you watch TV last night?
I watched Carson last night.
Mighty, my name's Long John Silver.
Didn't you watch the movie?
What movie?
The movie. It was, what do you call the thing? Not Kidna. Robert Louis Stevenson. Not the Kidna thing. Yeah, I guess it was
Treasure Island.
Mighty, Treasure Island. Wasn't that great? Did you watch that?
You're not going to pitch my dupa, are you, pirate?
No, matey. I'm going to send you to Davy Jones' locker.
Hey, that was a great, that was one of my favorite movies of all time about those pirates and stuff.
Well, that's your problem.
There was a Polish pirate in that movie, did you see?
You're kidding.
You know how you tell a Polish pirate?
How does one tell a Polish pirate?
He has a patch over both eyes.
Hey,
what?
Hey.
I rather enjoy that myself. Gun Hill Road there, back when my hairs was short, from the summer of 1973. Oh, it was a good record. I loved it. 7:16, 16 past the hour. Michael J. has school closings for you guys coming up in scant seconds here, all right? 16 degrees outside. Very bad, hazardous driving today if you have to go out. Leave maybe a half hour or 40 minutes early because the back roads, and when I say back roads, I mean like Cliff and Cedar. Anything except 35W is a back road today. They're really in bad shape. No kidding. So take it easy and leave a little early. Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman, brought to you by Shock Electronics, is next.
The Twin Cities responds to Magnum 100.
Terrific. It was an outstanding system. We could tell from the beginning.
The Magnum 100 sounded really clear and really good.
I found that I could hook up a lot of things to it, like two tape players and a turntable. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, a good receiver that has pretty good power, and the speakers are three-way speakers, so that if you ever do want to get a larger receiver, they'll be able to handle the power.
My sister, my friend, and myself, we put it together. It was really easy.
Magnum 100. Bright, clear, powerful sound at an unbelievable price.
Everybody likes it that comes over.
If my friends are looking for a stereo, I'll recommend a Magnum 100.
Come to Shock. Hear what you've been missing. The Magnum 100 stereo system. Now just $259 at all Shock Electronics stores.
Well, as we say every morning, you want a shock? Here it is. Standing here this morning in a complete snowmobiling suit and a pair of oversized snowmobile boots. A very big hat, though. It's one of those leather hats, you know, with the pull-down ear flaps and the flap over the forehead, because this is definitely bad weather today. Believe it or not, a mug of Grain Belt beer with a cinnamon stick in it this morning in one hand and his guitar in the other. Ladies and gentlemen, a Twin Cities legend. Can we have a nice warm round of applause, Piers, for the world's only singing weatherman, Rex King, is here. Hey! Radio, buddy, it's on the radio line. Hey, Guldern, look at this here. Rick done restrung my guitar for me. Listen, we got all five strings on here. Guldern kid done tuned it, though. I'll have to fix this up here. All right, I'll play with this. Hang on here. Anyway, here I am this morning, Radio Rangers Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman, brought to you this morning, as always, by my friends and my sponsors, the fine folks over to Shock Electronics this morning. Yes, indeed, Shock Electronics. If you want anything to do with audio, headphones, or CB equipment, tape players for your car, or maybe something wonderful for your house or your apartment there, like the Magnum 100 and the Magnum 450, you go on over there to Shock Electronics, and they'll fix you up. At Shock Electronics, with 12 Twin Cities locations, could I get a hand for Shock Electronics this morning? All right, here I am this morning fixing to sing the U-100 Freeze Your Fondoons Weber from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the Twin Cities. And, of course, that includes my dear all-American anti-communist hometown of Fridley. Fridley, Minnesota, garden spot in the Midwest. Yes, lady. Well, gall-dern, it's just terrible out there this morning, Radio Rangers. Those gall-dern snow, why'd you hear why? A lot of people been asking me lately, because don't you know my wedding anniversary is coming up soon. People been asking me, they've been saying, Rex, how come you and your wife have been able to stay together low these nearly now into 25 years and still be in love and happy and everything? And I told them, I says, me and my wife made a promise when we got married. If we ever had a fight, we'd always kiss and make up before we go to bed. This Sunday, we'll have been awake for 3 weeks straight. Travelers advisory early today, with partial clearing this afternoon and snow ending before this evening. Well, you know my wife done yesterday, Radio Rangers. I've been teaching her a little bit about the game of golf, don't you know? You know what she done yesterday? She goed out and bought herself a set of Arnold Palmer golf clubs. Yeah, got the bag and all the clubs and everything, come home with them and showed me. She says if she buys Arnold Palmer golf clubs, they'll improve her golf game. Well, if that's true, I'm going out and buy her a pair of Linda Lovelace underwear. Clear and cold tonight, partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. Well, darn, hope the airport ain't shut down here. I hope not. I like airplanes. I enjoy riding. I ride on airplane every time I can. I love them. Up here above the clouds and everything is so pretty. But them in-flight movies they got. You ever been on there where you seen a moving picture on there? I won't tell you, them in-flight movies is downright dangerous. I was watching one time and there was an intermission. Almost killed myself. I got up and went outside for a cigarette. High today near 20 with a low tonight near 10 degrees above zero. Yeah, if I'm a little tired today, Radio Rangers, you're gonna have to pardon me. I ain't been sleeping too good lately. Yeah, I got what you call insomnia. Is that what they call it there? I called my doctor. You know my doctor prescribed for insomnia? Sex. Yes, indeed. He prescribed sex for insomnia. I ain't getting any more sleep, but I sure am having a hell of a lot more fun staying awake. Let me get on out of here now. Let me get on out of here. 16 degrees in the Twin Cities, 15 degrees in the suburbs, and it's 73 in Fridley. Yes, indeed. Speaking of Fridley, I goed over to one of my favorite bars there yesterday, don't you know? I knew it was going to snow. I wanted to stock up on Grain Belt. And I'm sitting up there at the bar having me a cold, chilly one. One of my buddies is sitting next to me, and you know how guys get when they has a couple of Grain Belts, they get all crazy and start talking about women in fine dunes and everything. His buddy of mine, he leans over to me and says, hey, Rex. I says, yeah. He says, do you smoke after sex? I told him, I said, geez, I don't know. I never looked.
I don't believe.
City Boobers, that is called Monte Holly. 725 on the St. James and Douglas radio program. Ivan tells us this morning that 35W going into Minneapolis from out here in Eagan is really bad news. Just backed up and really a bummer. And I guess most other highways and byways are like that too. It's really bad driving today. Why don't you call a boss and say, hey, I'm going to be an hour late or something. Don't get on 35W. If you're in there now, you're in for just really bad time. It's really the pits out there. I tell you what we'll do though, if you happen to be on 35W and you're stuck in that and you got some people in the car, should we have a carpool game? I tell you what, we will have another world-famous St. James carpool game coming up next.
How's gobble, gobble, gobble. Hi, I'm the Kennedy and Cohen turkey. Right now, I'm down at a brand-new audio store in town called Stereo Buys. You see, Stereo Buys just purchased all the audio components from the bankrupt Minnesota Kennedy and Cohen stores. This place is stacked to the rafters with Fisher and Pioneer audio components at unbelievably cheap prices. And just because this stuff is cheap doesn't mean it's no good. You see, Stereo Buys knows how to buy right. They got all these Fisher and Pioneer components cheap from the bankrupt Kennedy and Cohen, and now they're passing the savings on to you. For example, Pioneer receivers started under $125. Fisher speakers are selling for less than half price. You can save more than you spend, Gobble. And Stereo Buys has all sorts of other good Stereo Buys, like the largest selection of used gear in the Midwest. All new Dynaco amplifiers and tuners in stock are 20% off. Name brand digital clock radios for only $28. So if you're looking for a terrific deal on audio equipment, CB radios...